Welcome to this week's Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted.
To law enforcement,
what was it like in the early days
of law enforcement and private investigators?
This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.
Here's a question from an investigator. What was it like in the early days of digital investigations before we had some of the more sophisticated digital tools that are available to us now? Wow, that is a really great question. And despite the challenges of a lack of technology, I would have to say the early days of digital investigations laid the foundation for the sophisticated tools and techniques that are available to us today. It was a time of innovation, collaboration, and I have to say, perseverance, as investigators worked tirelessly to adapt to the rapidly changing digital landscape and pave the way for future advancements in the field. Limited resources. Back in the early days, digital investigations were constrained by limited resources. We had to make do with the basic tools and techniques we had. We had to rely heavily on manual processes for data collection, analysis, and preservation. This meant a lot of times painstakingly combing through physical documents, printed records. Can you imagine all the misfiling? Handwritten notes. And that was definitely time-consuming and labor-intensive. You almost felt like you were watching a Nancy Drew or Hardy Boys novel unfolding. Of course, there was also a lack of specialized training, which isn't a bad thing, but it can be challenging on an investigation if everybody's not on the same page. And so digital investigation techniques weren't as widely understood or as standardized as they are today. Obviously, computers were less powerful, storage capacities were limited, and there were fewer digital devices and platforms to contend with or to research. Legal and regulatory challenges, even though those exist today, it really was kind of the wild, wild west with the absence of comprehensive digital privacy laws and investigations, knowing what was really in sort of the black and white guardrails of the law, and making sure you weren't running afoul of that so that your investigation was sound, ethical, and secure. And then, of course, the most significant challenge in the early days of digital investigations was just keeping pace with the rapid evolution of technology, both at work in the workplace, but also the consumerization of technology traveling around in everybody's pockets and available pretty much everywhere in a way that's ubiquitous. It's there so much, people almost forget about it. They just count on it like sunshine and rainy days.
We'll be back next week with another episode of Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted. This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.